Dinin. Kivan Shabasubim and Shoin Asa Mishpat. They have a mitzvah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do Dinim. Hari Hiskiba Dim HaShemayim. So now, what they do laws, it's Hashem giving his temple now. She asked Mishpat she came Evis. Whatever now they law they make, it's a temple. That's what I want people to do. This law is now a law not from human beings anymore. It's a law min Hashemayim, because that's what Shevinus is doing. That's what Dinim is. Dinim is, you make Dinim, and it's me now saying whatever you said, now you have to do. Hashem Mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Yeah, everybody, including Jews. Even including Jews. We'll see in the coming weeks how far it goes. So that was the Shita Ramah. It's like a mitzvah. And if it's a mitzvah, it says, Hashem says, oh, you have to pay taxes. Now, because that's the law. Since Hashem says pay taxes, you don't. As the Ramah says, you're over Nissa. You're over Nissa not paying taxes. But then we can't force you, once you haven't done it, once you've done it, so we can't force you to pay. Because at the end of the day, it's still a debt to a goy. And debt to a goy, you don't need to pay. But as it'd be over Nissa, but not listening to Hashem through the dinay of the goyim. It's like Hashem's mitzvah you're not listening to. So it's broad. Whatever he decides to say, it's like a mitzvah from Shemayim. But it's a mitzvah. Chazanish, however, explains the mahalach of the mechaber. Tam dinay mahalach of the dinay. No, it's a different source. Ke'en kinyan mechoma. It's like ownership. The king or the state take over power of everything in this land. The Yafidin of the land, the Yafidin and Gittin, as you learn this power from the Gemara and Gittin, the Nochi, Kona, the Goy had the power to acquire, even Jews, they have the power to acquire. Because that, so he also, they have the king, the state, own their subjects. They own everything in the country, as Avodim, as Kinyonim. Koch HaMachos Tomit Amashu Shletis. So also the king has ownership on everything he controls. And therefore, Talmud Shodovish Yochan Lachir. That's why they can take things away. But Ein Yochan Lahaknus. Even though they are the king, and the king means they are the master and you're your slaves because they own you, and their money is your money is their money. And if you don't give it over, it's not just a debt, you're stealing, as the Mechaber says. But they can't, Ein Yochel Lahaknos, they can't transfer money from Reuven to Shimon. So Koach HaMelech Liknos Aso, because the Kinyan is only in respect to him. He owns you as an Eved in respect to telling you what to do to him. I'm telling you to give me something, me the king, then you have to do it because you're my Eved in that respect. But telling you what to do between Reuven and Shimon, you're not an Eved. Reuven and Shimon is not my power, so the power of the king is ownership and respect to himself. That the two mahalchim, that's the mechaber, that's why he says, don't pay tax, it's gezel, because it's his money. But the mechaber says, the king can't tell you how to transfer land between Reuven and Shimon, because it's nothing to do with him. His power is absolute, but only in respect to him. You're his eved in respect to telling him you to do what to things to him, not to telling you Reuven and Shimon. Whereas the Ramah, his power is over everything. It's a mitzvah in the Shemayim, but it's a mitzvah. It's not ownership on anything. That's how we came out last week. So now let's go back to all our shyness answer, all of our shyness over the weeks using this concept. What's halacha lemaisa? This is the halacha of the maisa comes out of these shim. Yes, sir, sorry. So, let's go back to the Shaila that was asked the Dayan Fisher. You've got this big Talmud Chacham in Yeshiva, a Bocha, wants to get married, problem Mamza. He's a Mamza. What's the Eitzah Matar Mamza? And written in Shulchan Aruch, is the Mamza can do what? To Matar, his seeds may have children who are not Mamzerim. What's the Eitzah? He marries a slave, a Shifcha Kananit. He can marry a Shifa Kanan, it's not Issa for a month to marry a Shifa Kanan. And if he does, the children that are born from that marriage, while she's a Shifa Kanan, are only misyaches after her means they're their slaves as well, and not mamzerim. So the eight, so as our question asks, is that he's found, this Talmud Chacham has found a goyish woman who's prepared to be a shifra kananis, spared to have four children as a shifra kananis, and all the children be avodim, and then set her free and all the children free, and now have a wonderful kosher Jewish family, not have any more children because they don't want mom's home, but now you have got four children and a wife, all kosher. That was the, and the problem is that there's a law against having slaves. Zinnemar says slavery is abolished nowadays. You can't have a slave. Doesn't exist.
You can go to Saudi Arabia.
What? Yes?
You can go to Saudi Arabia. It's very
easy. Okay, it's laws. International law. We'll also discuss that. We'll discuss whether international law also has been abolished. You can't have slavery. Slavery is abolished. Zinnemar in that field, does it have ability? Does it something I have to relate to or not? Does it impact? Does it something I have to listen to, have to feel, and binding on me? The whole what we're saying depends what's the power of the Zinnemar Chazadina. On the one hand, we've got the Machabez Shitta that says Zinnemar Chazadina is what? He owes you only in respect to that directly give me. On the other hand, the Ramah's shot was it's an Issa. Not to listen to the king on everything he says. Not just in the physical field. Even if he says, Reuben and Shimon, don't do this, nothing to do with him, still an Issa. So, what would you say, therefore, based on those two theories? There's a law now that says, I am abolishing slavery that Reuben cannot acquire from Shimon the slave, or acquire Shimon as a slave, or Leah as a shifka. That's the law. What would we say according to that law? What would we say according to the Machaber? Is it something that's binding or not? Something that's applicable or not? No? Why? Tula? Tuli?
Tali.
It's not saying, if you say you have to give it to me, no one else will say that. He's not saying, he's saying, I'm telling you how to leave your lives in between each other. That's nothing to do with you, Mr. King. Mr. King, you're my, I'm your slave and respect to giving to you. Nothing to do, telling you what to do. So according to Machaber, it should be, oh, we don't have to listen to the whole stuff. Doesn't have any relevance to it. But according to the Ramah, what would the Ramah say? That is an Issa not to listen to anything the king says. You can't, it's an Issa to make a slave. So what's the halacha? So it's actually, we can find the source of what's the halacha between the two opinions, brought down in Arachayim, in Hilchos Shabbos.
But the fact that it's an issue to make a slave doesn't mean it doesn't take effect.
Yeah, but he's asking me with Dime Fisher, can you do this? If it's an issue, Dime Fisher's going to answer. Really? Not allowed to do this, can't do this.
And he goes out and does it.
It works, maybe it works, it works. Says the Shulchan Aruch, number two on your Yomar Mokim, in Shin Dalit. Kutzi Gomo, Shusoke, a goy, a total goy, who's a hard worker. He's worked for you. Ein Rebbe Mitzvah al Shvisosa. We know there's an Islam Shabbos to allow your servants, avodim, to work. But he's not a goy who just works for you. You hire him, a paid labor. He's not an Eved. So you're not mechuyev to stop him doing work on Shabbos. Can't do work for you. But for himself, he's allowed to. If he's an Eved, he can't even do it for himself. Mitzvah al Shvisosa. Says the Mishka Brua. Yeah. Mr. Brewer says, "B'mokum shahamelech gozer she'ein shum odom chutz midaton yochen liknos efet va'ama." If it's there's a king has a law that no one's allowed to have a vodim except for himself, of course. Havodim ashivus yochen la'avid eish b'shabbes. In that country, a vodim, which you acquired as a bottom, and you want them to be a bottom, not just hard labor, they can actually work, light a fire on Shabbos, either your efforts. They can't be your efforts. It's a law. The law says they can't be an effort, so therefore they're just hard labor. Even if you want them to be an effort, they're not an effort. The law says you can't have an effort. Can't be an effort, and therefore they're hard labor. Hard labor can work on Shabbos for themselves. Avo, yes, however, some do argue And told even nowadays it's possible to be an Eved, even if it's against the law. I am a chlokas, look up a remote. And according to them, you can find a mamzer who can marry a shifra. But Eved, an Eved can marry a mamzer. Even nowadays you can find this. So, the Mishnah Brewer brings down both opinions. And is it clear from the Mishnah Brewer how he's paskining?
No, this may not be totally in the most locus.
He says there's a law in the country that says you're not allowed to have it, and therefore, according to that, there's no such thing as Eved. But yes, Chokim, say, Abba Piken, then you can have it.
Because it's a discriminatory law. My discriminatory law is the Macholokas if it applies or not.
It's not discriminatory law.
Yes, it is, saying only people not of the religion of our state can have it.
No, that's not called discriminatory. We're going to discriminatory.
Why not?
No.
It says only people that are the religion of the state.
A classic discriminative law means within a group of Jews.
It is within a group.
No! That's all discriminatory. That's
why
discriminatory.
Why do you go on the Pula?
What?
Why do you go on the Pula? Just because it's a Mahomet. Why do you go on the Pula?
Okay.
So
does he say you go on the Pula? But he's saying it's similarly, Vachain, and similarly we have, according to the what? In Shilcha Shabbos, it's a Chumrah to be like the Mahomet. That law of Avodim applies. It's a Chumrah in Hilchos Shabbos. And similarly, the Kula, they would also have a Machlokas. Not I'm passing the Kula, similar to Kula, the same Machlokas will be whether you can marry a Shifra. So, on one hand, the Machaber says, you can't be an Eved, which is not good for Hilchos Shabbos. But it is good for Mamzer. So, in one way, it's a Chumrah. On the other hand, it's a Kula. And on the Ramah, it's vice versa. The Ramah says, you can't have Eved, which is good for Hilchos Shabbos, but not good for helping the Mamzer. So, Machlokas. Does he tell us what to do? Doesn't tell us what to do.
What is the reason in Shabbos that Eved can work?
He can't work. Eved can't work. If he's an Eved, the Shvisa says, you say in Kiddush, you're mechuyev to make sure your Eved doesn't work on Shabbos, even for himself. Yeah? But if he's not an Eved, you can let him do what he likes. That's a shaila. He's even everything. So what's the halacha? Mishnah Brewer is not exactly clear, but at least he brings it up. It sounds like the first opinion is more poshut. If you want to go with just reading, Yesh Cholkim is the second opinion. Okay. So Rav Vosner has a tshuva on this, and Rav Vosner says the words like the following words: Mekom Okim. In them, a kadasta sodrim the ainzer beget the dinner malchusetim. If you want to go with opinions that says that no power of dinner malchusetim to make such laws, mekol mokum, kiven she ainzer benimtsabas meinu, since it's not common amongst the general public to have slaves, nikahorat mur. If we give such a psak, it will come out in the name of the world something called. Oh, what's an abnormal pesach? Strange pesach. Biosa, very strange. Asher Mavor, which a strange pesach. So who cares? You've got to say who cares. Like, if it's halacha, who cares? Strange. Oh, so what's strange? It's halacha. No, there's even a halacha on strange pesach. And this is a Raya Kenegas. The Mahalach Hayom, the Mahalach Zvanazer, is to find the most strangest psak you can work to give, unfortunately.
What is strange about the psak?
There's a body now. Who has a body now?
There are lots of people who have a body now.
Shem Mavor, Mayura Deya, Mavor, in Mavor Deya, there's a halach and strange psakim, and Mavor, in the other Deya, similar Richmond base, Shaosa, the Huris Kazan. It's also to give a true psak, which is strange. So the world have a strange pesach come up. Also to give a strange pesach, to say, look, there's such a thing as a avodim, and you're an eved, and you can get married. It's strange, don't have the avodim now. Tomorrow.
The whole Middle East has
the Far East. China. Okay. The onu machnis natzul hachriya the kinyan kazer leishes Lo la'avoda shal avdus, yeh, he could get the kinyan avdus. Then he adds a bit. A bit more halachic. So not only is it strange, it's also to give a strange pesach, to say there's avodim nowadays, and also for matar the mamzer. But, Kolshgen, who says it? Even if the din of avchusa dinner is not applicable to me, and I can make an effort, okay. But, who says that she's called an effort? Because, lemaisa, are you going to make her be a slave? Are you going to treat her as a slave? Or are you just doing it in order to marry?
What's the difference?
Are you treating her like a slave, or are you just doing it to marry?
We're make her a shifcha.
I don't want her to be a shifcha. I don't want her to be a shifcha. And is she expecting to be a shifcha? Or she's going to be treated like a shifcha?
What's the difference?
Gregor? If you've been tovel her, not to treat her like an ashifa, but just to be called a shifa. Who says that the chlau called you made her into a shifa?
No, you made her
you
into a shifa.
Maybe you have to have kavana.
You made her into a shifa when you bought her. Toveling is the next step, which could be 12 months later.
The same shifa, yeah. To make her, when you
that's
buy her.
That's
the
shame to make
no.
her not a shiksa.
No,
but it, she'd
no,
be a slave
no,
as soon as you buy
no,
her.
No, she's not shifcha. Kananis,
she doesn't have a dinner of shifcha kananis. Mitzvah, she's chayav as b'mitzvos. But she's your property.
She's
you could sell her to somebody else,
but, yeah,
and it wouldn't be ghetto.
It
doesn't matter if I'm buying her. She's my, if I buy an orange and I buy it to throw at Mendeley.
You have gemirasas on both sides of the one giving and the one receiving. That this I am going to be a shift. In order for a kinyan to take place, you need gemirasas. And if there's no gemirasas, anyone that's just playing a game. Then obviously we're not just saying words, and we're not making this transaction. That's what the minister does, is to say we are. We're not playing games. Well, who says you? Who knows? But this situation, maybe everyone's. It's not going to be to make shifters nowadays. Even if you can halakhic do it, but no one. Everyone's just playing a game. It doesn't work. You don't really mean it. So that's where Avodah. So it says the Meiser, the Machlokas, brought down the Mishnah Brurah, such a thing of Avodah, and the Meiser. You can't rely on it to matar the mamzerim for two reasons. Strange besak is also to do. A strange besak. Secondly, who says b'chal she's a shifa even the sad that you can because no one really means it. Okay. Okay, so that will fall down. That will fall down the first part. Now, Rav Zalman Nechemia Goldberg.
I go to
Rav Zalman Nechemia Goldberg. The son-in-law of Rav Zalman Ubach was also asked this shayla. The Minchas Yitzhak who also asked this shayla, and he came up with the following advice.
Rabbi Weiss, Rabbi Goldberg.
Now, it came up with the following advice, how it can make it work, even with Rav Vosner's thinking. He says, number three, Ela HaMinchas Yitzhak. The Minchas Yitzhak brings out a possibility. She Yigra Kodim L'Shem Shifcha, that she should first do Geirus L'Shem Shifcha, to be a Shifcha, V'achakach tiskabu hashichva atzva or mitzvahs, and then she should makabul herself to take on all the mitzvahs. V'titzva l'shem geirus, and then do tzavila again to be a proper geirus.
What about the kids?
So she's done it twice. One to be a shifcha, and then again to be a proper geirus. Now, why? Regas, Gioris
is
mother and mother,
but the kids are a problem now.
Oh, Regas, let's see what he said. Hidei, now you can say Amon Monoshach. Im Chalala Din Shifra, if you say Shifra works, you can make a Shifra nowadays. Absu Negadin Ratzah, even though it's a Kenegadin, it doesn't matter, I don't need to listen, because I'm the Shifra, it doesn't apply. Ikein Agioris Shalor, Ein Agioris, that means the second Sevilla, she did to be Jewish, it's nothing. She's a shifcha already. She's too late. Once she's done shifcha, she's a shifcha. She can't become Jewish.
Forever.
until she's set free. Binkinian shifka lochal, but on the sad that you can't become a shifka nothing. Yotze shagoris, guess what? It means that the first one was nothing because she tried to be shifka, it can't, so it's kineget dinosa. But the second one works, she's gyoris.
But she can marry.
The yochal mom's on this side, she can marry. The moms can marry her mamonishov. Whether she's a shifka, whether she's a gyoris, she can marry mamonishov. Doesn't matter. Mom's allowed to marry both.
So why does he want a shifka?
Because the problem is that truly, if she's a real Gioris, then the children are going to be mum's own. So you've helped him marrying her, but he doesn't want that. He wants the children. Monoshah. Vabonu, what about the children? Habonu shetolid yishachrim. So any children he has now from her, he should now have children and then set them free. Vidinon, and once you set them free, what's their din? What's they set them free? What's their status now?
Depends who's shita.
So what would you say? I don't know. Mishnah Berurah says I don't know. So what's the din?
But others will say they do know.
Mishnah Berurah says I don't know. Shulchan Aruch says I don't know.
But they din, and won't be a mamzer lagabi fum.
No, there's a Mishnah Berurah. There's a Shulchan Aruch and a Mar Machlokes.
Okay, not everybody holds like the Mishnah Berurah.
There's a Shulchan Aruch and a Mar Machlokes.
If they go to Sfardi based on passing like the Mechaber.
There's a Shulchan Aruch and a Mar Machlokes based on Rishonim. Rabba Machlokes. Rabba Machlokes, which hasn't had hachra. Mishnah Berurah didn't do hachra.
There are plenty, but they didn't have hachra.
No hachra. You can't be a Tom, Dick and Harry, which most of us are nowadays, including me, to make hachras like this and say, I'm going like him, he's right. Yeah, Rambam is right, out with the other Rishon. Who am I? And no one's like that nowadays. No such thing. Since the Chazon Ish was lifted, there's no such thing as being someone who has that power, in my eyes. Humble eyes.
That may be, but it doesn't mean they won't do it.
What? Rav Moshe himself would never machriya. Machriya on things which already have a discussion in Shulchan Aruch.
Rav Moshe is a machriya against Chassam Sofer.
Chassam Sofer, fine, but not Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is not Chassam.
Chassam Sofer is machriya against the Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah. I said nowadays we haven't got that power in phrase.
And Rav Moshe is machriya against the Chassam Sofer.
And to say we have the power, and I don't believe anyone has that power. Maybe that itself is a hachra, which we'll see in soon. Fine? But Ashkenazim, you'll see in the soon, don't go along with those lines. What you're saying, Ashkenazim do. Maybe Sfardim do. Yeah? So what would you say now? What's these children? When they said, Sofik Mamza. We're out of Kosovo. What's the halach of a Sofik Mamza? What's the halach of a Sofik Mamza? Whether she was a Gyurus and therefore the Mamzaim. Or whether she was a shifka, not yours, b'chla, and therefore they're not mamzerim b'chla. So, no, sofik mamzer. So he says, v'dinon ken sofik mamzer. Shema mishifcha nozer. Maybe they're from a shifcha. Shein osim in a term. And therefore, it's the osim mamzerim midaraisa. V'esh, and therefore, the osim midaraisa sofik mamzer, as Martin's points down, but it's still osim midarabani. It says a Rabbanon on Sofik Mamza. So still doesn't help. It says a Rabbanon. So he said no. Now, he says now, a God. V'yesh nismoch al shita she'achal kin shifra nesodim. What? It says a Rabbanon. It's now a Sofik Rabbanon. A Sofik Rabbanon. You can rely on the lenient opinion.
But every Sofik Mamza is a Sofik Rabbanon.
No. Not everything is a Rabbanon. Sofik Mamza is totally not on din. Sofik Mamza is usually a Sofik but Mitzias.
Right. So this is not a Sofik Mamza.
This is a Sofik Mamza but din, which is better than a Sofik Mamza. Because now it's a Drabonon in din Sofik, and you can rely on the Makel Shitta that says din Machusa works now.
So using the same Sofik.
That doesn't work.
The same Sofik to make it a Sofik.
That's what the power of Sofik the dinner does. Yeah. What? Sofik Mamza to Rabban.
No,
the Torah made only Osa. Midaraisa Shishunot. Torah said only Mamza Vada is Osa. Any type of Sofik, definitely not Halakhti Mamza Bechlal in the eyes of Torah. Not Mamza Bechlal. Rabban made the Issa Rabban. They did make the Issa Rabban on when there's some shitter that says it's totally Muslim. Okay? V'nira l'hamtzi oath. And I want to also add another. Besides, so I've worked it out. You can do this. And I want to add something to make it even better. You're worried about Kemiras Das. That's what Vos is. I'm going to add the points which will get around Kemiras Das from. V'nira l'hamtzi oath. Shlote chashash haroma. So it shouldn't be any chashash haroma. Don't really mean it. Omen la. We say to her. You're going to now belong as a slave to this mamzer. Mamish a slave. But tonight, but it's got a condition. Now after Tevila, on the same day, he will have complete control of you to do what he likes as a slave. But don't worry, on condition, he has that power, that he sets you free on the same day. Yap Gerenu, not set free, because doesn't free doesn't help, but makes a hefka. Yap Gerenu, that he doesn't have monetary ownership over you anymore. Your shifra, which doesn't have monetary ownership over you.
Wait a minute, she's a gadola?
Yeah, of course.
You mask her as a sale, it's a gadola, becomes a ben chola.
No, she's a shifra, she can't be kola.
No, if you mask her, she becomes a ben chola.
No, I'm mafka the moment,
she's
but
she's kola herself.
I'm up in the moment, but I still got the kin in Issa. The kin in Issa, you can't cope. You remain a kin in Issa on you. Because I own the kin in Issa.
He's
saying a limited hepka, as he adds. Open Gazesh, I'm up with my power to enslave you. And therefore, that way, no, but she's still a shifra, so the kids are okay. I'm not sending you free. I'm just taking my monetary ownership of enslaving you away in the evening.
And this is how you get rid of Harama?
Yep. Why? Because then she's willing to be an absolute shifra, because it's only going to last. Okay, how much can he be? How much can he really make me? He can never beat her up, because that's how Lock and Shifra can never do that. But how much can he really make me work? And sweat the whole day and like that. Yeah, and tell me what to do and degrading work from the morning to evening. Okay, morning to evening. Say them. Until Adav, Vaday Mitzratzah, she will for sure agree with Gemir's Das to be a proper shifra under those conditions. Okay, that's Zalman Achemir's Eitzah to get round all the issues. It's not taboo in the world. It's taboo as a gag type of condition. Yeah, it's like the Heta Iska type of simon. Yeah, so many conditions to get round. What do you get at the end of the day? What you want to achieve? Fine, that type of simon. Not taboo in the world. Yeah, it's not, she's not working. She's not doing anything. Okay, so that's now. It's very good. Wonderful. Something to the comments. So in the Meister, where we can rely on it. But Rabbi Fisher did. And so does Zalman Achimel Goldberg too. Minchas Yitzhak, as he says at the end, I'm not going to answer.
Really?
Not going to answer. And Rabbi Boston says clearly that he doesn't agree with it. Okay, so.
What was the self Meister?
He did it.
He did it?
Yeah, of course he did. It was Rav Fisher. He asked Rav Fisher. Rav Fisher said, go ahead.
Oh, Rav Fisher did say, go ahead.
Yeah, Rav Fisher said, go ahead.
But wait a minute. Once he's matured, isn't she available to
him?
You've got to be Kona her really fast.
Yeah.
Not in ownership. Like you said, that Mati says, in ownership. Not in available. Made available means, what do you mean? So somebody else can marry her.
Yeah.
She's a shifter. Only Mamzerim can marry. Only a Mamzerim can marry. Okay, I'm a Mamzer. Now it's up for the Mamzer to chase.
No. Oh, okay.
But he won't be able to set her free. This Mamzer. The second one won't be able to set her free.
Yeah,
I still own the first one, still owns the kin in this. So he's stuck with her as being a shifter all his life. I don't advise any other Mamzer getting involved. Now. So, we've now answered up two of our cases. We've answered up the case that this mum's a business, so he says, is there eights or not? Even if you hold there's a machlokas, we've got it, there's a machlokas. We're not machri on the machlokas, we're being machlokas, is kovei or not. But even so, there's Eitzes, when you go with this Eitzes, it's a double Shaila. And we also recap from last week, we answered the Shaila as the machlokes between the husband and the wife who have a child and they're going through divorce, remember? And the claim of the wife is like, this is my son, so it goes with the woman, as well, children go with the women. The claim of the husband was, we didn't have children, we went to India and I bought this child as my slave. And therefore, but when this is not a normal case of child goes to mother. This is a case of I own it, it's my money and it's mine. Okay? And that machlokas, yeah, what we machria, that's whether the din of machlokas applies or not. Yeah? Who's mochsut?
The husband.
The husband. He bought it, he's holding. He's holding the child as a kinyan. He's holding a child as a stakin. Yeah? Okay? There they paskin, because he's mochsuk, that goes to the child, it goes to the father. Kosofik, machlokas, mochsuk. Another basin overturned the psak. Okay. Different reasons. It wasn't so clear that he did do it for
our bottom. Wait a minute. How can another basin overturn a psak with a different basin?
There was no appeals in our Gozu.
Can't overturn another basement. Only in the future. You can't overturn a flock that the basement did.
Well, every rabbi knows have a basement in Gozu, Chris.
Even the Sanhedrin can't overturn a basement in Shlosha.
Fine, but based in of the Rabbanot, was
made up.
The junior botitism and senior botitism, and part of it is an Eru, and there's a halacha also an Eru in halacha as well to do
to
it.
A different basin.
If the basin accepts the top basin,
if they accept it,
and that's the whole system of Rabbanot that we as junior Zionim accept whatever the basin of Gadol says. Yeah, so it turns over, but that's because the facts weren't straight. That he was really an Eved. Not the Pesach was wrong in its
legal.
Legal.
In the fact that one could.
Going back to the previous case, the two concerns of the Shiva Levi, the second one was that maybe wasn't the newest Dodd's
yes.
opinion.
So he got around that, didn't he? By saying, she's only going to do for morning to evening. That's the time. That gets granted. Yeah. Okay.
But still, how do you.
Now let's go to. So there we pass to the
word.
Now. Back to the law that says you have to declare your money every year to the tax authorities, even if you don't need to pay tax. You know you don't need tax, you still have to declare. Law. You have to waste your time and your money and the energy and go to Matis and fill in your forms for you, pay him good money, just because he says, you know what, you don't have to pay tax. I know I don't have to pay tax. I have to do this for. Do you have to do that or not? Is it Matis and Tophus? So, Lachot. What would you say? Again, same Mark Lucas. Not the guy to the king. But his money coming to his pockets. But on the other hand, whatever he says, you have to keep. Yeah. On the robot side.
He's getting money from the government. It's based on.
No, he's got no money for marriage. He doesn't pay tax.
Give it up.
So let's therefore go back to our Swiss Shaila and clarify further what does it mean Noger to the king. Remember our Swiss Shaila. Reuven, wants to buy property in Switzerland. Law of Switzerland is the only people who can own property is the Swiss national who lives there. Reuven can't buy. So he goes to his friend Shimon, who's a Swiss national living there, and says, here, give me money, buy it for me, his property, pass on the rent, all these things. It's just in your name, you know, just do this. And Shimon does that, it's in his name, and he passes the rent for 12 years on to Reuven. After 12 years, 1 month passes, 2 months, 3 months passes, no money's transferred from the rent. What happens? Reuven phones up Shimon. Shimon says, my daughter's getting married, so what's my cash to my property? I went to ask, and I had a discussion with some rabbinic authority, and they informed me, Dinah Malchus, the property belongs to me. So Baruch Shem came right at the right time, because now I can use the money for the property to marry off my daughter. Chutzpah! It's not chutzpah, that's our lachah. Dinah Malchus, the property belongs to me. So why have you been paying me for 12 years? Well, you know why? Because you lent me money. And now I've been giving you the money back. And after 12 years, you've got your Karen back. You've got your Karen back. So is it dinabasadin or not dinabasadin? It's not the case. Law says you can, Reuven can only acquire from Shimon land if he has these quietness. Otherwise, it's not to his. Yeah, so what is that? Something that personally the king wants, or something telling what his subjects to do, interact into each other. What is it?
The king wants to know who's living in his so,
I'm saying, what is the if it's something, not is it something that the king is getting or not getting?
No, he's not getting it.
But is he just telling you, this is how you have to interact with each other?
No,
but I'm not getting
he's
anything.
Getting. He's getting loyalty of the aristocracy.
I can. Who says that's right?
That's why they do that.
Why they have revolution?
What?
It's not called getting. Getting means is he takes over your land, he makes streets, makes roads over it, he gets money from you. He's not getting anything. He's just telling you how you should live your life. So how it also this matter. So let's see what the poskim say. Yeah?
Tell me what number you are.
Yeah, so we already know, we saw number 4, we're not going to repeat number 4. Again, this is Machlokas, Machabe Ramah, this is that Machlokas. Let's see what the post can say. So, Ravati Yosef, one of the Gedolei HaPoskim of the Svatim, he says the following. Posa Karamah, number 5. Posa Karamah, Machosha Mishpat, Kedas HaRamban. The Ramah passes like the Ramban, that the law is applies across the board on every issue. Point to the Ramah. It's an issa, not to listen, on every issue. Ella, about Sha'anu, but we, the Machaber, ain't onu Ella Dive Harifa HaRambam. We only go with the Rifa Rambam on the Machaber. The Seata Maron Hasu Chanorach says what he says. It's halacha mishum sinai. It doesn't matter what anyone else says. That's what it is, like you said. I don't relate to any other psak. Jesh shulchan aruch. Psak lachol asher yomek who's there. Whatever he says is halacha, and therefore it does not apply across the board. He who's there, it only applies to things which are nogea to him.
That's the Rifa Rambam.
Rifa Rambam shulchan aruch, and the Rabbi says that's it. It only applies to him. So therefore, he can't tell you what to do. He can't tell you what to do. There's no dinner whilst the dinner. There's no dinner whilst the dinner. So therefore, Abadah belongs to Reuven. Even though he's not the subject. What?
He was Machmir.
Because he's got a cloud. Cloud. Svazim have a Masurah. Only Maran. However, Ashkenazim don't have that Masurah. Ashkenazim say, doesn't matter if it's Machaber, Ramah, Machlokas, it's always a Sophic. Unless one of the most Kalim, Shach, Machrius. Yeah. So, what did Ashkenazim say? So the Shulchan Aruch Rav, in the Machlokas of tax, whether it's Gezel or not, whether you like Machaber, it's Gezel, because you're a slave, but not like Machaber, it's just an Issa, like Ramah. But you can, he says, you Shemaim, Yachmil Atzma Kesvara HaRishona, Shalava Losa Seisha B'Torah, you Shemaim should not be over on the Losa Seisha B'Torah of Gezel. Because it's a sophic. Meaning the Ashkenazim do relate to the Machaber's Shitta, and in the eyes of Machaber, it's his money, it's Gezel. So therefore, you better take that into account and not avoid taxes because of the Machaber's Shitta. Even though I'm Ashkenazi, I have to relate to the Machaber's Shitta.
Even though Ramah held it was an Osir.
It was an Osir, but not, there's a low cessation of Torah.
No.
It wasn't a low cessation of Torah.
What was it?
It's one of the Shevin Nisses, very no. Shevin Nisses,
the right sir.
Okay, but it's not low cessation of Torah. Not low cessation of Torah. It's not low cessation of Torah.
What's the difference between Losa Seisha B'Torah and Shevim Mitzvah B'nei Noach?
That means...
Losa Seisha B'Torah.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's the difference? Yeah. But why do you have to be Yorei
Shemayim?
Not
even a bit to say. We'll see exactly what this is.
Why do you say Yorei Shemayim? Every Jew needs a mechuyev to do this.
So, we see from Ashkenazim, don't choose the Ramah. Ashkenazim says, I have to relate to all shittas around. So it's a sophic for the Ashkenazim. So what do you do in sophic? What do you do in Sofik? Sofik in Momen. When it's a Sofik in Momen, what do you do? Right, who's Mochsuk on this property in Switzerland?
Who's
Mochsuk in the property in
Switzerland? The guy whose name it's in.
The guy that's name it's in. That's Shimon. So therefore, should come out, according to Svadim, the property belongs to Reuven and Yisrael. And according to Ashkenazim, it should belong to Shimon in Switzerland.
So there's one problem, I'm not sure if it makes a difference, but if you say that the property really belongs to the guy in Switzerland, that means when he took the money and bought it, he was over on Gezer. Because he wasn't authorized to use that to buy his property.
He's
no, he wasn't authorized to use the money.
It's the second parochial kiddushin.
What?
Lamafrey is over Gezer.
What? Yes.
Lamafrey over Gezer.
Correct.
Yeah,
that, does that not cause a problem here?
No, because the time he realized he was over in Gezer, he already paid back the money.
Okay.
Okay, that's how it should come out.
What?
Who?
He would be.
No, he didn't. He didn't take. He agrees to the story that he took the money to buy for Reuven, and he thought it was Reuven's. It's just many, many years later, he bumped into a rabbinic apartment.
You have to
get out.
And now,
yeah, it's not possible. He didn't do Gezel. If he knew, he would have done it like as a Gezel. He wouldn't have done.
He wasn't saying that at the time.
No, he was. Everyone agreed to the story. I bought, they took this money to buy for Reuven. I thought it was Reuven. I'm giving the money to Reuven, and then I bumped 12 years later down into this rabbinic authority who shouldn't have got involved and caused such a thing, but he did, and he informed him that I can help you marry your children. Okay. However. The Beis Din didn't pass it like that. Even the Ashkenazi Beis Din. Why? Because they looked into the law in Switzerland, and they read the law wording of the law, and they got legal advice as well. The law doesn't mean like the Talmud Rebbeinu of Shimon Yosef.
Like, oh, okay.
Because law says.
Talmud Rebbeinu lied.
No, every Talmud Rabbani interprets the law according to how he wants to interpret. That's it. The law really says that a non-citizen can't have ownership of any property in Switzerland. But doesn't mean that it belongs to Shimon. All it means is Reuven can't acquire it. But who says it belongs? What makes it Shimon? What happens if Reuven does acquire it according to Swiss law from the owner? Who does it therefore belong to? Even after 10 years, who does it belong to when Reuven tries to break that law buy it from?
Who's Reuven and Shimon?
Reuven, the guy in Chutzaritz,
okay,
tries to buy a Swiss property, and he thinks he's bought it for 10 years, and the authorities catch him in the Switzerland. What do they state is really the status of that property? Who does it belong to?
The original owner.
The original owner.
Oh,
it never works. It just can't work, transfer.
So he's like the Gazlan.
This doesn't transfer. So it doesn't belong to Reuven, and it doesn't belong to Shimon.
So you're possibly going to give it back to the original owner, the guy?
No, it goes against a fundamental principle in our Gemara that says in order for the shuk to work,
yeah,
you can't have a situation after 10 years that it relates back to
it. Yeah, well, that's the Swiss law. So therefore, Swiss law, if the a person from everyone admits it that he wasn't buying it. So I was buying it on behalf of Reuven. I choose it on
behalf.
I'm holding it. You can't even hold property for. You can't hold property for non-citizens.
But the Swiss government is just going to see that in Shimon's name.
Fine, we'll never find out. But we want to know what the Bina Malkus says. Then the Malkus says it doesn't belong to Reuven, it doesn't belong to Shimon, it belongs to the original guy. So it definitely doesn't go to Shimon. Because what's him? And he's himself reading it. I did it to hold for Reuven. I did it to, I never did it to buy. I did it, I'm just holding it. He's the Baal Tovik, and Hazor's Baal Din can make Edom Domim. He says, this star doesn't mean I bought it in my name. This star means I'm holding it for Reuven. That's what the star means. But up I began, I want to use the law to say it's mine.
Was the seller a guy?
But the law doesn't make it yours either.
Wait a minute, was the seller a guy?
So the seller, though, was a guy.
So once he gets the money, land is Hefker.
No. Because Din HaMachlus overrides that. That's also in Bob HaRasa. Yeah. So therefore, belongs to a guy, the original owner. Now, what do you do then? Then what do you do then? Doesn't belong to Reuven.
The guy's not going to be interested.
Hafkas Halvasa, you don't need to give back.
What's Halva? It's land.
On the past, you don't need to give back. On all the money, you don't need to give back.
There's a Davish Be'en, though. There's no money.
No,
you have to give the land back to the guy.
On the rent, you don't
need to give back. Oh, the rent.
From the back, you don't need to give back. Okay. What about the land?
Suffolk either belongs to Reuven or belongs to the guy.
There's no Suffolk. The thing belongs to the guy.
No. On our Machlokas, Suffolk now belongs to Jew. Very good. It's either Reuven or Goy. What
we're
asking when there's a dinter between a Goy and a Jew, and according to one side it belongs to the Jew, we're asking always in the favor of the Jew. So therefore it belongs to Reuven. Even asking Nazi Aramachi, it belongs to Reuven. Because whenever there's a machlokas between a Jew and a Goy in a Beis Din, and there's a binyan that says the Jew wins, if it's a real binyan, we go with his opinion.
Unless there's a big Chilul Hashem.
There's no Chilul Hashem in the crowd. No Chilul Hashem.
Goy doesn't care about it. He wants the land back.
Okay, that's where we'll leave it tonight. I think we covered a lot of answers. Okay.